It's time for Wisconsin. We got a question from a listener about animals.
I'm Olsen Van Overmeer. I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Monroe Point, Wisconsin. What's the biggest animal in Wisconsin?
Now, Olsen originally asked that question a few years ago, so we asked him if he still likes to learn about animals. Here's what he said.
Well, honestly, I just like learning in general. Like, when we're going to go to a museum, I want to open and close it.
Well, today we're going to open and close the case of the biggest animal in Wisconsin and why it is that evolution pushes some animals to be really, really big, like blue whales, which are as long as three school buses, others to be tiny, like Minnie, a genus of frogs that live in Madagascar, all small enough to fit on a human fingernail. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite really big or really tiny animal? What do you want to know about what drives animal size and shape? Have you ever seen the biggest animal in Wisconsin? Not going to spoil the answer quite yet. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Warren Porter is a professor emeritus of biology at UW-Madison. He's a biophysical ecologist who studies how climate affects animals, including animal size and shape. Warren, welcome to Central Time.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right, let's dive right into Alston's question. In the modern day, what is the biggest animal we might find in Wisconsin?
Well, believe it or not, it's the bison, or what you call the buffalo, 2,200 pounds. Moose comes up second, it's 1,500 pounds. And then, believe it or not, the third one is cows.
I believe that.
Up to 1,300 pounds. And then you've got horses and finally black bear at about 660 pounds.
Now, as far as finding them in the wild, I'm guessing we're not going to see a lot of our bison outside of bison farms. Do I have that right?
That's right.
So our biggest wild animal is the moose, and that, I understand, is a pretty rare sight to see here in Wisconsin.
Yes, that's right. There are only about between 20 and 40 at latest estimates for how many there are in Wisconsin.
What are some of the other big animals we have in our state competing for moose with the heavyweight title? You gave some of that top 10 list there. Who are some of the other standouts in the state?
Well, deer really compete with them for food. And apparently one of the reasons why the deer or the moose may not be so abundant in the state is competition with deer for food. Because a lot of data on them, the ones that have died, are that they were malnourished.
Now, you study animal size and shape. You know, we look at prehistory. We see some big animals. We're going to get into that some with our next guest. What leads some species to evolve to be, you know, giant versions of what we might think of a normal size for their species?
You're going to have a constant climate, and it has to be fairly mild. If it's too hot or too cold, large animals really generally will not do well. For multiple reasons, availability of food when it's cold, and when it's hot, the larger animals really suffer very much earlier in temperature range than a smaller mammal will.
So talk about the ideal conditions for somebody getting really big. Sounds like, first of all, temperate is a key.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at the fossil record back in the Triassic, the biggest dinosaurs were never in the middle latitudes or the equatorial regions. They were all up in Wisconsin and this kind of latitude where it was cooler.
Talking to Warren Porter, professor emeritus of biology at UW-Madison, answering a listener's Wisconsin question about the biggest animal in Wisconsin. In just a bit, we're going to dig more into prehistory, but we're sticking mostly with the modern days now. Now, you mentioned the challenge. One big challenge of being a big animal is you need to eat a lot and have that constant supply of food. I know you're interested in another part of this story, large animals and cancer. I guess if there's a lot more of you, there's a lot more cells that can become cancerous. How do big animals deal with that?
Apparently, animals like whales, which are really big, have had recent evolutionary changes where they've actually multiplied the number of genes that are involved in resisting cancer. That appears to be one of the reasons why they may not have as much cancer as humans do.
Now, you mentioned whales. Is it easier for me if I'm a species in the water to get bigger than if I'm a species on land?
Oh, definitely, for two reasons. One is The water is always going to be liquid, so it'll never be below 0 degrees. And it also supports your weight, so you don't have to worry about your bones cracking if you get too heavy. Those are some of, and then there's a lot of food that you can get in the ocean that you may not have available on land.
I feel like I've read somewhere that species who are isolated on smaller islands tend to evolve to be, check me if I have this wrong, tend to be smaller. Am I right, first of all? And if so, why is that?
Yeah, well, it can go either way.
Okay, they get extreme.
And part of that depends upon competition with other animals, how much of that you have, and also how much food and water is available on that island.
What is the biggest land animal of all time that we know of so far, anyway?
The biggest land animal. I'm going to have to defer to Brooke.
Okay.
Of all time. She's the one that will answer that one.
Okay, we'll check out that the prehistoric angle. What about now climate? That's part of what you've studied. What are we going to watch for as we see climate change, global warming, and how it impacts animals in the wild as far as their size and shape?
It's definitely going to impact them. The closer they are to the equator, the greater the effect is going to be. Here in Wisconsin, we just got done with some work looking at how climate was going to affect milk production in cows globally. And down around the equator, it's going to be about a 60% reduction. Up here, we're not going to see much of an effect at all unless it gets more than 3 degrees warmer.
What can you connect the dots? What's the link between climate change and cow's milk production?
They go into heat stress. And when they go into heat stress, they stop eating and they stop producing milk, or they make a lot less of it. For multiple reasons. One is if they're hot and they're trying to sweat, that water doesn't go into milk production. It goes into trying to stay cool. And then they just really go off their feed too. So there are multiple reasons why that happens.
So is there a thought that the dairy industry will have to adapt? I don't know how, but adapt to that in some way?
certainly farther south, it's going to be very important. They're going to have to go to smaller animals, smaller cows. They may want to have shade available to them. They could, in fact, be selected so that their udders are spread out along their belly like maybe a pig rather than a cow. That would allow them to dissipate a lot more heat because that making milk costs a lot of energy.
And is there a big, when it comes to the relationship between a climate and environment and animal size, is there a big unanswered question, a mystery that you're still hoping to see research on?
Oh, all the time. we ask questions all the time, and we've got a whole bag full of them that we're working on right now. But it's the interesting thing about it is that there are multiple variables always happen involved. Color of the animal, size of the animal, what they like to eat, how well they can sweat, what kind of fur do they have, and on and on. Body size is also a big one.
Warren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Warren Porter is a professor emeritus of biology at UW-Madison. He's a biophysical ecologist who studies how climate affects animals, including animal size and shape. He joined us for a Wisconsin question about Wisconsin's biggest animal. Kind of two answers that you might see in the wild. It's the moose, biggest overall, bison. Coming up next, we'll talk about the big animals of Wisconsin prehistory. Still time for you to call in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite big animals, past or present, or your questions about prehistoric wildlife in Wisconsin. Call 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're answering a Wisconsin listener question about the biggest animals in Wisconsin. In just a moment, we'll look into prehistory. Take a call from Tom in Rhinelander at 800-642-1234. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
What did you want to bring up for us, Tom?
Oh, I just wanted to note that I've been lucky enough to see elk in north central Wisconsin, and I think they're probably, I'm guessing, the second biggest wild animal left in Wisconsin. Also that Wisconsin at one time actually had woodland caribou. I also have seen moose tracks here in Oneida County. I never have seen a moose in Wisconsin. Would like to. I've seen 8 of them in the UP, and I've seen caribou on islands in Lake Superior on the north side. So some of those animals that are gone from Wisconsin aren't too far away still.
I once hiked past a bunch of elk in another state, and we were kind of up close. They're really big. How close did you get to them?
Well, I was in a car.
Okay.
And they were just,
that's a little less scary.
Across the road in front of me. Yes, much less scary.
Thanks a lot for that call, Tom. Now we're going to dig into Wisconsin's back catalog of big animals, like way back, maybe 540 million years. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Brooke Norstedt is the Assistant Director of the University of Wisconsin Geology Museum. Brooke, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
Well, I've been to the Geology Museum. One of the star features there, I believe it's a skeleton of a woolly mammoth, which they used to live here in Wisconsin, right?
You're right. Mammoths did live here in Wisconsin. And the one we have on display is actually a cousin of the mammoth. It's a mastodon.
Mastodon. I forgot which one it was.
Well, it's not, you're not alone. They look really similar, like big, shaggy elephants from the Ice Age.
Tell us a little more about what we know about the life of mastodons and woolly mammoths here in Wisconsin. How long ago was it?
Well, there are a number of mastodon and mammoth skeletons that have been found in the state. And, some date, the one in our museum actually is a composite. So it's a combination of two skeletons from two different spots in Wisconsin. And we combined the bones together to have a more complete skeleton on display. And those bones were about 12,000 years old. And then there's a mammoth that's on display at the Milwaukee Public Museum that's been dated to 14,500. So these are all Ice Age creatures.
In the scope of the Earth's history, that's really recent. What do we know about why they aren't here anymore?
Sure. Yeah, it's true. It's a little bit like yesterday for a geologist to think about the Ice Age. But if you kind of imagine what Wisconsin would have looked like at that time, it was pretty different. A lot of the state was covered by ice. And so if you imagine a big sheet of ice that was, centered up in Canada, but reached all the way down into Dane County and southern Wisconsin, you could get up on that ice sheet and hike all the way to the North Pole without getting off. So we don't have that ice sheet here anymore. The landscape is really different. And so, there's big changes that happened at the end of the Ice Age. Climate-wise, humans came onto the scene. And so all of those both contributed to mastodons and mammoths and other big animals not being in the state anymore.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Andrew is with us in Green Bay. Andrew, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What did you want to ask about, Andrew?
Yeah, so I was curious. I know there's a population of seals over in Russia in Lake Baikal. I was curious if there were ever any fossil records of something like seals or other larger mammals that are aquatic that had ever been around in the Great Lakes.
Interesting, so, Andrew. Yeah, aquatic mammals in the Great Lakes. Have we seen any of those, Brooke?
I'm not aware of any fossil record of aquatic mammals in the Great Lakes. That, piques my interest, though, and it's going to be something I'm going to look into after I get off this call.
Now, giant versions of animals we know and love in this era were around also in the Ice Age. Giant beavers, I understand, were on the landscape?
Yeah, yep. So if you can imagine a supersized beaver, about the size of a black bear, so 6 feet long, 220 pounds. They lived here in Wisconsin. So there's been, we even on display in the museum, we have a lower jaw from one of them that was fished out of one of the lakes here in Madison. And a variety of other animals. So there were caribou, like somebody, the caller earlier mentioned, we used to have caribou in the state. There was an animal called a stag moose. So if you imagine, our current living biggest wild animal is a moose, imagine a supersized moose with even more kind of interesting antlers. Those lived here during the Ice Age as well.
We're talking to Brooke Norstedt, Assistant Director of the University of Wisconsin Geology Museum, about the big animals of Wisconsin's prehistory, part of our answer to a Wisconsin listener question. All right, let's dial the clock back further, Brooke, maybe 500 million years ago or so in Wisconsin. What did Wisconsin look like then, and who could have lived here?
Sure. So this is a really, we're going back quite a ways. And at that time, Wisconsin was covered by a tropical ocean. All of North America, you can imagine, rotated. And actually, Wisconsin would be south of the equator at that time. So kind of a perfect spring break destination for everybody who was just on spring break. And so there were a lot of interesting creatures that lived in the ocean at that time. The biggest would have been relative of squid and octopus. So if you can imagine a big, long, pointy shell, and then in the open end of it, a squid kind of stuffed into the end of it. And these could reach 10 feet or longer in life. So this was the top predator in the oceans at the time, were these cephalopods, is the family.
Do we have other marine fossils from that era here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin actually has a great record from this time period. It's called the Paleozoic, and we have coral reefs out in the Milwaukee area that, Wisconsin's famous for in the paleontology world. There are trilobites that can be found, a lot of different kind of seashells. A really rich record from that time.
I imagine a lot of people ask about the dinosaurs, and did we have dinosaurs, and do we have dinosaur fossils? I understand those are harder to find in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no dinosaurs here in Wisconsin. I often say we're missing that part of the sandwich. So we've got Ice Age creatures that are fairly recent, and then we have the Paleozoic animals we were just talking about. But in between, that's when you would have had the dinosaurs during the Mesozoic period. And we just don't have those. They likely lived here, but we don't have the rocks of the right age. And so we don't have any rocks to look for those fossils in. So in the museum, when we go look for dinosaurs, we drive out to Wyoming, and that's where you can find rocks of the right age to find dinosaurs in.
Why don't we have the right age rocks? Did glaciers sweep out that layer, or what happened there?
No. So just whenever you're not underwater, so you can imagine like when an ocean is covering the area, this is a good time for deposition. That's when you get rocks accumulating. But like right now in Wisconsin, rocks aren't being deposited. We aren't recording a record right now. We're actually eroding rocks away. And so it's because we were above water at that time and since that we really don't have those rocks around anymore.
Now, I'm sure you don't want to pick just one, but do you have a favorite big prehistoric critter?
Yeah, I know. It's always hard to pin down, but my favorite today would be the muskox, actually. So it's still alive. There are muskox that you can see in Alaska, but they used to live here in Wisconsin, and they have a fossil record. So today that's my favorite, a living creature that also has a fossil record and has a connection to Wisconsin. And they're basically, if you can imagine, a little smaller than a cow, but this big kind of shaggy creature with horns on its head. And they just are they kind of look like a something that you'd like to go up and give a hug to.
All right, Brooke, if I give you a time machine, when do you go to answer a question you have about Wisconsin's prehistory?
Oh my goodness, about Wisconsin's prehistory. Well, you know what? It's not connected to animals, but I would love to go back and see. There's a time period about 1 billion years ago when up in northern Wisconsin, right, basically Lake Superior area, the whole continent was starting to tear apart and there would have been huge lava flows. And if I could just watch from my time machine and not actually land, I'd love to see that.
Excellent. Now, I understand people can come to the Geology Museum this weekend for an open house to see some of the remains of the big animals we've been talking about.
That's right. Yeah. As part of Science Expeditions, which is a big science open house on campus, we have special hours this Saturday. We'll be open from 9 to 4, and you can learn about all kinds of things, but we will have a table that's all about the Ice Age here in Wisconsin, and you can even hold a replica of the thigh bone of our mastodon.
And we can see, of course, the mastodon reconstructed from two different mastodons. We can see that intact skeleton there, right?
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, just to loop it back to Austin's question at the beginning, you know, I heard he was from Mineral Point, and these bones that we have on display, they were found in the 1890s by kids out in the Driftless area, so not too far from Mineral Point. And it's because of those kids that we have these fossils for people to enjoy today.
Brooke, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Brooke Norstedt is the Assistant Director of the University of Wisconsin Geology Museum. She talked to us about the big animals of Wisconsin prehistory. This conversation was inspired by a listener question through WPR's Why Wisconsin project. You can submit your question, and we might tackle it in a future story. You can do that at wpr.org/whysconsin. That's like W-H-Y, Wisconsin. Looking forward to your questions.